Rest assured, Cassie, when I'm done with Carrie's theme song, your theme song will be the exact same, except I'll replace the word Carrie with Cassie.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It's not wrong.
Because they're the same people.
They're the same person, right? Uh-huh. Exactly.
I know. My feelings are a little hurt.
They
right
should be.
Now. A little bit. I should have made a list like Divey. Shit.
Maybe you should.
An iPod touch.
Maybe you should show up in the chat room occasionally.
Daniel?
Yes?
Leave Anne alone. Stop interrupting her. Stop changing what she's trying to say. Leave her the hell alone. Would ya? Huh? Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Carrie. So I listened to the show last night with the fat one. That's pretty good. He's funny. I've actually never listened to one of his shows. I only hear him when he comes on someone else's show. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, nor should you.
What else was I going to say? Alden, did you learn how to ride a bike yet?
No.
You were hurting my heart with those stories, you know. And did you teach your kids?
Yeah, did you?
No.
Huh? Did you? Anyway, I want a theme song, motherfuckers.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've actually never listened to one of his shows.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 425 of the BFO for Monday, the 21st of September 2009. Coming up on today's show, I'm going to tell you what Big Fatty did over the weekend, and y'all, I'm going to tell you what Big Fatty was doing 20 years ago.
On September 21st, 1989, everyone in Charleston, South Carolina, was either preparing for the approach of Hurricane Hugo or evacuating to escape its arrival. They had no way of knowing that within 10 hours, it would become the worst storm ever recorded in this country.
We interrupt this program to bring you a Live 5 weather bulletin.
The emergency preparedness is ordering everybody in the low-lying areas of Charleston, the West Ashley area, to get out now. You no longer have a choice. You're being ordered out. So it is a mandatory evacuation.
People approaches. There are last-ditch efforts to get everyone and everything that can be moved to safety.
Have now been reversed. So there are only lanes leaving Charleston. You now have 6 lanes.
Oh, Lord, y'all, I remember that day very well, as if it were yesterday. Well, maybe not yesterday, but anyway. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, because y'all, 20 years ago, Big Fatty was kissing his ass goodbye. Actually, I wasn't during the day, but y'all, 20 years ago, Hurricane Hugo, the eye passed over Charleston, and Big Fatty stayed. He did not evacuate. I know that's hard for you to believe, that there was a time when Big Fatty did not evacuate, and it has nothing to do with my bowels, okay? Because, trust me, the bowels, we were evacuating. But, y'all, I was not in the same apartment here at the coal mine that I am now, but I was in the same building I'm in. And, y'all, this is a poured concrete building. Now, the windows suck, so I had water coming in through the windows, but the building itself was just fine. But, y'all, and I believe this happened on a Thursday or a Friday. I don't really know, but I know that the eye moved over Charleston right around midnight. And the weather rat, who you've heard me talk about many, many times, he worked for a different station back then. And they had an old guy. It wasn't a meteorologist or anything. He's just an old guy. He was the first voice that you ever heard on the TV station when Channel 5 came on the air. Channel 5 is now live, or something like that. His name was Charlie Hall, and y'all, everybody trusted Charlie Hall. And the day that Hugo was going to come and hit around midnight, y'all, Charlie Hall broke down and started crying on the air. And people knew, oh shit, we are in trouble now. If it is having that kind of effect on Charlie Hall. Ooh! So, at the time, Big Fatty was working here at the coal mine, but I also had a part-time job at a radio station here in town. I work for Dixie 104.5 FM, WDXZ, Mount Pleasant, Charleston. And so I was, I went down on the Battery area here, down at the downtown at the harbor, and I was calling in to the radio station. Y'all, it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining, but you could tell something was in the air, and the water was a little choppy, but I wouldn't say that it was, gushing up over the seawall or anything like that. And so it was very deceiving, y'all. It was very deceiving. And I had a friend that worked here at the coal mine at that time that he was in a, and Big Fatty was on the second floor of his, of his apartment building at the time, and now I'm on the third floor, but the second floor, my friend, he was in a one-story building here at the coal mine, so he came over and he stayed that night because my building was much safer. And we had been watching TV and everything, and they had announced, you know, the chairman of Charleston City Council or County Council or whatever, her name was Linda Lombard, and she's now a judge, y'all, but she got on the TV machine, and she goes, "Get out! Get out! It's a direct hit!" And you know, so everybody is, and Big Fatty did not get out, and the person you heard there in that little piece at the very beginning, that's one of the newscasters, Bill Sharp, Live 5 News. He is still one of the anchors here in town, and except now he's old and gray and fat. And by old and gray and fat, don't get Bill Sharp confused with,
"I can't walk, I'm gray, I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes."
But y'all, I'm going to give a few observations here about Hurricane Hugo. And that's the reason I say hurricane instead of hurricane is because our mayor, Joe Riley, he said hurricane. It's the Hurricane Hugo. And so, y'all, in Charleston, we say hurricane. They announced on the TV that at 8 p.m. that evening, they were going to shut off the power in the city, and that was going to help reduce the risk of fires. when they knew that it was going to be a direct hit. And they did that, and, you know, then we were, Big Fatty, it's dark. But, you know, you had plenty of time to get your candles ready and all this kind of stuff, and had the portable radio. And, y'all, the only station that I could get on the portable radio was the APE out of Jacksonville, Florida, WAPE. And they kept broadcasting about Hurricane Hugo and all this kind of stuff. But the storm came through, and, y'all, it was quite terrifying, I guess. And we went out, and, y'all, it was hot. Oh, God, it was hot. It was all that tropical air. And the only thing you could hear was frogs. And, y'all, there must have been a million frogs. And while it was going over, you didn't hear transformers exploding or anything like that because they had cut the power off. And the one thing, and then, you know, when it was time for it, the other half of the storm to come through, the backside, we had put towels and all around the windows on one side of the on the side of the building that was going to get hit first, and then we had to move them to the other side of the Fat Cave because the winds would be blowing against those windows on the way back. But anyway, one of the things that, Big Fatty just found amazing during all this, well, there are a couple of things that I found amazing. Number one, my phones, I never lost my phone service. And since I was working for WDXZ, Dixie 104.5, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, since I was working for them, we had agreements with radio stations in the upstate, and so they had my phone numbers, and they kept calling during the storm. Big Fatty, can you give us an update? And so I was on the radio up in the upstate throughout the storm, and so it was kind of interesting. But anyway, y'all just fucking got exhausted, just eventually just crawled in the bed and passed out. I was just too tired to try to stay awake and stay alive. And but the next morning, I'm sound asleep, and the hats call. And of course, the phone rings, and I'm going, I cannot fucking believe that the phones are working. So, the first thing I hear is, well, how is it? And I said, I don't know. I'm asleep. Well, what does everything look like? Well, I said, well, we don't have any power. I said, what does it look like on the TV machine? And so they were telling us that this one bridge here in town had come off of its pedestal. And that's kind of an iconic image of Hurricane Hugo. And the NIP, y'all heard the NIP call in a couple weeks ago. The NIP was working for one of the police departments out on one of the barrier islands. It's a well-developed barrier island, but anyway, he was the last person to go across that bridge, drive across that bridge before it went up in the air like that. So he was, he's kind of famous, but not famous enough for me to drop any cans or plates or pots or anything like that. But so that was very amazing to me. And then, y'all, the other thing is Charleston lost a lot of grand trees. I mean, they just blew over the water oaks, and I mean, they're just these 100-year-old trees that are just laying on their sides, and they've been uprooted by the winds and everything like that. So that was very sad. But y'all, all the roads were blocked from all the trees that fell. But Big Fatty got on his bicycle, and I was able to ride. I wanted to go downtown to see what was going on. And y'all, believe it or not, we rode downtown to where the newspaper is. And y'all, they had printed two papers that day. They had the morning and the evening edition. We had two papers at that time. It was the Charleston, it was the News and Courier and the Evening Post. And now it's the Post and Courier. But we only have one paper. But anyway, so picked up copies of both of them. And y'all, I just couldn't believe that the newspaper had printed the day after the storm had hit. I mean, just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Now, the TV station, Channel 5, they are having a 20-year look back at Hurricane Hugo on tonight, Monday night, at 7 o'clock, and so I might be able to extract some audio from that, so I can bring you some of that, maybe on tomorrow's show, if there's anything worth maybe they'll have Charlie Hall crying, I don't know. But y'all, the newspaper has printed a special section in the Sunday paper, and they're doing it on Monday and Tuesday as well. And there may be a little more talk about Hurricane Hugo as the time goes on. But y'all, the worst thing that Big Fatty can live without electricity. Okay, that's fine. But y'all, we didn't have water. And let me tell you, living without water is much worse than living without electricity. It's awful. And y'all, then once the water and electricity and all came back on, the water tasted terrible because so many of the pine trees had fallen into the water supplies here in town that everything had that that pine tar taste to it, and it just was not good, and it took a long, long time for the water to taste decent. So, all right, well, now that's all I'm going to talk about with Hurricane Hugo, but I do want to tell you a little bit about the weekend, and I'm going to start off with the coupon, because Big Fatty spent $38.32 at the Publix and saved $22.59, and y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer bacon on sale, so I had to get some of that, and they had bananas on sale, and Big Fatty hadn't had bananas in a while, so he figured he would get some of that, and y'all, the Stouffer's entrees were 4 for $10, and those are always good for some quick lunches. And the coupon today was for coffee, ground coffee. And y'all, I don't use this kind of coffee, but at the holidays, you know, they have the food drives and everything. So I always get the coffee, and I donate the coffee from the coupon to the different food drives, because that's one of those things that, you know, they're in those airtight bags and they don't go bad. So I save those for that, and you know, because you know that's one of those things you don't really think about, but people would just love to have a cup of coffee and during a food drive. I don't know where that's going. Y'all, Friday, Big Fatty got his seasonal flu shot, and y'all, I had forgotten how sore my arm gets when I get the seasonal flu shot. So I got that, but I've not received the pig flu shot yet, and I've got to call the doctor's office. Mid-October, they think they'll have some of the vaccine then. So, but I've got a call to make sure I can come in and get the pig shot. Friday night, we had the Holler Group had our community thank you night out at the Club Patrick's, formerly known as PatricksPubOnline.com. And y'all, we had little sandwich. We had a tray of little sandwiches, and we had a little cake and some chips and dip and things like that. And we were going to present a few awards, but the folks that we were going to present the awards to were not able to be there that evening, so we're going to do that at a later time. But y'all, it appears that the Horror Group has raised more than $4,500 at the big Horror Weekend there at the end of August. So that's after all the expenses are paid and everything. We still got a few things that are still out, but it looks like it's going to be right around $4,500. So, y'all, I think that's pretty good for a group of about 6 to 8 people. And we're all pretty happy about that. Now, Saturday night, Granny and Miss Porter and I, we went out to the Greek restaurant and had dinner there. And y'all, it was just delicious. It was just delicious, and Big Fatty really enjoyed that. And Granny and Miss Porter are the ones that wanted to go back there. Because, you know, I had said that I wanted to go there for the birthday. And all of a sudden, they're all about the Greek restaurant. Now, I did not go out Saturday night to the Club Patrick's because, you know, one night is generally too much. But, I will let you know also that we did record the first Little Fatty Cast version 13 on Friday night. We had a nice group in the studio audience there, and we'll be doing that again this coming Friday night. And I have sent Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, dear gussie. Well, y'all, I've sent Mr. Vader my portion of the... podcast, and he will have to put it all together and get it posted to the interwebs, but there is a plan to have it posted on littlefatty.com. I don't know what it is, but anyway, we'll find out. But y'all, he's slower at that than the Sea Hag is at answering her e-letters, so don't expect it anytime soon. And I know, like, Stephen the Uck and some of those folks, Michael in Stuttgart, I know he has unsubscribed. However, That Kim Beaver, she would probably be interested because, you know, she's in the Faroe Islands, which is right beside New Zealand. Although, y'all, I think I did hear Kim Beaver say...
I've actually never listened to one of his shows.
How very dare you! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.